Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Seth Meyers took Andrew Cuomo's apology and said it reminded him of a Seinfeld B story. In Seth Meyers' imagination, George Costanza would be the one to complain about the line moving. Jerry would react with surprise that the line has moved at all. And Putty would use the line on Elaine. Seth acted out his spec script impressions at all. The clip is up on Vulture if you want to check it out. It actually sounds like a funnier premise than Seth's actual execution. But again, George being upset that the line had moved. Yeah, that works as a Seinfeld episode. Stephen Colbert translated Andrew Cuomo's defense as, "I'm not a harasser because I do it to everyone. No one is safe. Black, white, straight, gay, consenting, non-consenting, those who see it coming, those who are surprised, sleeping people, people who are awake but wishing this was all a bad dream. I learned it from my folks. It's a family recipe. Also, kissing people on the cheek is not what he's being accused of. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer apologizing for not having a permit to grill." Meanwhile, in Florida, COVID cases are surging. By the way, yesterday's episode, I labeled something like Bill Burr mad at Governor DeSantis, something like that. I post these episodes, you know, everywhere, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can get your shows. One of the places you can get the shows on YouTube, somebody left a comment and like either doesn't like Bill Burr or really likes Governor DeSantis or just thinks I suck. It was a nasty comment. Calm down. It's just comedy, man. Jimmy Fallon said, "I'm nervous about DeSantis. I mean, right now, people in Florida are like, when can Andrew Cuomo start? That is the joke of the week. That is awesome, that joke." Colbert said, "The Delta variant is ruining a lot of plans. Delta is going through America faster than mono through a high school drama club." Colbert, and as with all bad news, there's bad. And then there's Florida. Governor DeSantis has refused to reinstate mask mandates, claiming the spike is seasonal. Colbert said, "It's just like when the governor of Pompeii announced, hey guys, ignore the rain of ash, it's just volcano season." I saw a random tweet from somebody named Allie Maynard who said, "It started as a virus, but it mutated into an IQ test." That is quality. And Fallon again with another great one. "The White House has announced that half of all Americans are now fully vaccinated. And to get the numbers up in the fall, Pfizer just announced a new pumpkin spice vaccine." That is wonderful. This was kind of surprising. Bill Engvall is retiring from stand-up. He's announced a farewell comedy tour from Variety. Bill Engvall is signing off. He announced this on his Facebook page saying, "I've been blessed with the greatest career anyone can ask for. Making people laugh is a dream job and has fulfilled my life in so many ways. I'm excited to focus on future opportunities in entertainment and to spend more time with my family. I'm not going anywhere, just hanging up my hat when it comes to sleeping in the airport and in-room dining. This fall, he'll host Blue Collar Auction. It's a weekly TV series on whatever Circle TV is. And he'll kick off the Here's Your Sign, It's Finally Time tour on August 26th. Let me just jump in here. I worked with Bill Engvall on Blue Collar Radio back in Sirius XM. Oh, and probably know Bill since 2004 or 5 or so. Good guy. Spent some time at one of the concerts where we kicked off that radio station. Then I remember a few years later, they did the little talked about Blue Collar, the Next Generation tour. We kind of forgot that one and swept it under the rug. But Bill was the host for that, and I got to hang out backstage with him at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, I think it was. And then I just want to share, when I was just finishing up the Sirius gig and I took the job at what's now called Live by Live, I needed some favors, like, who are you, Johnny Mac? Do you actually know anybody? And I called up Bill and I'm like, can you do me a favor and do a guest the DJ segment? And he did me that solid favor. I always appreciate people. So one thing about being showbiz adjacent, as I self-describe, is when you're in power, yeah, everybody takes your calls. But if you want to see like who actually gives a hoot and who's a decent person, see who takes your calls when you really can't help them all that much. So Bill Engvall, thank you for that. Bill's tour mates, Larry the Cable Guy, you've heard him on this podcast. Larry didn't have to do the podcast, but we had a real relationship from those days. But let's talk about Bill here. Bill, you know, enjoy your retirement from stand-up. I bet you get the itch and you go back on stage at some point, but I could see you not feeling like writing or touring. And he recently became an ordained minister, so I wonder if that is part of it as well. But Bill Engvall, retiring from stand-up comedy. The New York Times wrote a big piece about Ali Wong. Ali Wong's publicist deserves a raise for getting this one in here. Ali Wong's raunchy new stand-up set brings the laughs we need. The comedian's Milk and Money tour hits the Beacon Theater at an uncertain time for live comedy. Luckily, the sex jokes are her funniest yet. The Times writes, at the raucous first performance of her new show at the Beacon on Tuesday, Ali Wong bemoaned the state of male groupies, compared oral sex to a pepper grinder, and advised women to make stuff up when talking dirty. Wong's 2016 breakout special Baby Cobra was celebrated for its argument about how mothers are judged much more harshly than fathers, but its sex jokes were also very good. You can hear variations of her bit about the power of having sex with a white man. A punchline there is, I just feel like I'm absorbing all that privilege and entitlement. Her new show, her funniest yet, also zeroes in on gender double standards, but its finest comic set pieces dig into the bottomless amusement of lust. Sex is the greatest stand-up subject, stubbornly taboo, forever funny. It's also the most common, the meat and potatoes of comedy. That puts a premium on creativity and craft. All right, we got it, Times. The most notable choice Wong made was to avoid mentioning the pandemic entirely. This is such a piece of, I guess the Times really liked the show. When she finds a bit that works, like a series of aggrieved punchlines expressing envy of single people, Wong knows how to milk it, but not for too long. Her comedy doesn't wander off or riff much, and when it does, there's a purpose, as when she delivers this non-laugh line, in our society, there is no word for male mistress. The more irritated she is, the funnier her take. There's something hysterical about the disgust in her voice describing how men say the kind of women they want to date are chill. Wong doesn't just find zero appeal in that. She seems baffled by it. When discussing relationships, she uses metaphors of prison or the stock market. Her husband bought low, and if they get divorced, he'd be selling high. As you can tell, the New York Times really liked Ali Wong's show. I barely excerpted from that. It was long. Again, Ali's publicist deserves a huge raise. Hey, have you checked out the Center Cut podcast yet? I like this premise here. So you got two co-hosts, Michael and Dave, who are definitely not the guys from Van Halen. I checked. These are different guys named Michael and Dave. They only watch the first and last 15 minutes of a movie or the first and last episode of a season of TV that they've both never seen. All right, so we're going to put on a movie. We're going to watch the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes, or we're going to take a TV show and watch the first episode and the last episode of a season. Then they field questions by listeners or guests to guess about the middle part that they haven't watched. Hilarious, insightful, and all-around blast. It's just the dose of Masters-level vocabulary with a sprinkle of juvenile humor you've been waiting for. Just search for The Center Cut anywhere you find podcasts. Now, I did that, right? And I found this week's episode. This week, Michael and Dave, who are definitely not Van Halen members, okay? They're not. They watched the first and last 15 minutes of the 90s flick True Romance. The episode description says, many famous actors loaded the cast, however, only a couple of them graced the ends. Christian Slater's end graced the screen. We got to hear a preview of the Lion King soundtrack, and holy geez, there were a lot of feathers. And if only one thing is for certain, Michael and Dave would both bang Elvis. Thanks for listening. So check out the Center Cut podcast. You got the premise. They watched the first and the last 15 minutes or the first and last episode of a season of TV. The Center Cut podcast. And they sponsor today's Daily Comedy News. I wanted to share this with you. So I'm sitting in the studio in my basement recording the podcast. That's what I do. I know my wife doesn't understand that. She likes to do laundry when she thinks I'm just sitting in a small room talking to myself. But you hear that? My dog apparently thieved a bag of chips, which is fine. He's a dog. I get it. But the sound, I mean, it sounds like a human. Like, it sounds like if I wanted to over-exaggerate what it sounds like somebody eating a bag of chips sounds like. Listen to this. From CJ Online, Joel McHale's coming to Kansas. He said, I love standing in front of people and shouting at people. I can't wait to get to Kansas. I will, in the next 11 days, write a bunch of jokes about Kansas. I want it to be a party, and I want it to be a celebration that we can all go around and gamble and eat and enjoy ourselves fully vaccinated. He'll be at the Prairie Band Casino August 21st if you are the one listener to Daily Comedy News in Kansas, and I appreciate you. From the Laugh Button, those Comedy Dynamics guys, they're signing up everybody this week. The latest, Irish comedian Ross Brown is making the big move stateside with a new special that just got picked up by Comedy Dynamics. The Cork, Ireland native filmed his first special, Do You Know What I Mean?, in front of a sold-out crowd at the Cork Opera House. Never been there. In the trailer for the special, Ross Brown talks about how everybody lies and the different lies men and women tell. He gave a quote, because it's a press release, saying, I'm incredibly excited to bring my stand-up special to the world. It's at times like this where I wish I had no wife or kids, so I could truly enjoy this moment. That's pretty good. The special drops on Amazon, Apple, Peacock, Dish, Spectrum, Google Play, Vimeo, YouTube, and more on August 17th. Ross Brown, why aren't you downloading it? I don't know. Why'd you slip it, Angry Jerry Seinfeld? This is a ridiculous bit. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Normal episodes all weekend. I know that because I've already recorded them. See you there.